I think if we can just get a few more samples from Earthlings, we should be able to have enough data
Web,
to...
Is that you? Can you hear me?
Mosey? Where are you?
I'm in here. I'm using the whoopsie vent.
Okay. I will give you some privacy.
No, wait! I need your help.
Mosey, you're a big boy now. You should be able to go to the whoopsie vent by yourself, don't you think?
That's not what I mean. We're out of whoopsie wipes in here. I need you to go down to storage level 6 and get another pack. Or two. Or maybe four. I don't know what I ate, but...
Storage level 6? You mean the creepy lower level where the lights flicker on and off and the heating units make that weird noise?
Yes, that's where we keep the wipes, right? Come on, there's none left in here.
Wait a minute. We cleaned that restroom the other day, and I'm sure I saw an unopened pack.
Those are the cheap two-ply kind. You know I can't use the two-ply. My scales are very sensitive. Come on, Flip. Storage level 6 isn't that bad.
Well, it's... you know, I think I may have left the cooking unit in the on position. That's a safety hazard.
Flip.
I'd better go check. The generic brand is just as good, Mosey. You can use that. You've got plenty.
Oh, Flip, come on.
Sorry. Safety first. Gotta run.
Flip, come on. Flip.
Riding through the solar system, our spaceship hit a rock. So we thought we'd look around and learn about this planet from the creatures that we found. And when they speak, they always sing. So we learn from all the animals how to be an Earthling.
Was uncomfortable. Thank you for not helping.
I'm sorry, Mosey, but I'm sure your scales will be fine. You don't need the fancy brand of whoopsie wipes all the time.
You just didn't want to go down to storage level 6. You're scared.
That's not true. Entirely. I needed to check on this cooking unit. And besides, there are monsters that live down there growing in the dark, making funny noises and waiting to eat life forms from other galaxies.
What? You actually think there's monsters on storage level 6?
Well, no. But sometimes I have illogical thoughts like that when I have to consider going down there.
That's just because you're scared.
Aren't you scared of storage level 6, Mosey?
Ha! I am not afraid of storage level 6, Flip. I just think you should be the one who goes down into that dark, creepy, sub-level with the flickering lights and all the weird noises.
And I think it should be you!
Wait, I have an idea. What do you call that thing we do when sometimes we both give in a little bit so we can find a way to agree?
You mean compromise?
No, that's not it. It's when you find a way to work together by each of you backing down a little bit.
That's compromise.
No, that's not it. I think it starts with a C, though.
Hang on. Computer, what is a compromise? C? A compromise is an agreement or a settlement of a dispute that is reached by each side making concessions.
Fine, then. How about this? I'll agree that's what a compromise is, but you have to agree to go down to storage level 6.
Oh, wait, what?
That's compromise, right?
Kind of. But couldn't we compromise in a different way?
Like how?
Maybe we could both go down to storage level 6.
Hard pass. Try again.
Well, what if we look for whoopsie wipes somewhere else? Like Earth!
They have whoopsie wipes on Earth?
It's a possibility. Besides, it's always good to meet more Earthlings for our travel guide, right?
Well, I guess that's okay. If you're too afraid to go down to storage level 6, this might be our best bet.
You are also afraid of the spooky storage level, Mosey.
Am not.
Mosey.
Oh, it's just that, well, there are just certain things I don't prefer.
Like what?
Okay, I'm not afraid, but I can't have my tentacles stick out of the covers.
Yeah?
After watching any kind of monster movie.
Okay, right.
I'm not afraid, but I don't exactly like to go to the doctor.
Sure.
And certain bugs I see, are downright spooky.
Ow.
I'm not afraid, but in my own home, I only go certain places.
I relate to that.
Unless I'm accompanied by a member of my family. But of course, I'm not afraid, because anything not brave is just not how I see me. Does that make sense?
I guess so. Well, I'm not afraid, but when I go to bed, I always need to keep a light on.
Of course.
So I can see if anyone's coming to get me.
I mean, that makes perfect sense.
I'm not afraid, but I also always check under the bed that I sleep on in case there's any weirdo trolls or ugly zombies. There never are.
But the checking is important.
I'm not afraid, but don't ever talk about sharks when you're near me. I just don't like the thought of all those teeth.
Especially after the last time.
Well, of course, I'm not afraid, because anything not brave is just not how I see me.
Computer, do you have anything to add? Now that's freaky.
Oh yes. Juice spills are terrible.
Sticky keys. Oh, child.
That's why backups are important. Ugh, getting a virus is the worst.
That scares me too.
Spyware.
What's so scary about a bad mouse? That kind of mouse. I hear you.
Well, of course I'm not afraid, because anything not brave is just not how I see me. It's just not how I see me. Indeed, it's just not how we see me.
Hey, Flip.
Yeah?
Boom!
Yeah. Mosey.
Flip and Mosey will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups. It's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd. But we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home. Every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to Earth.
Are you sure we can find whoopsie wipes here, Flip? This place is so, what's the word?
Rectangular.
No. But there are a lot of square and rectangle-ish dwellings here, and they are huge.
Yes, they are buildings. And we parked on top of a very tall one.
What's this place called again, Flip?
It is called New York City.
Is there an old York City?
I do not know. If it was old, it may have retired and moved to a place called Florida. From what I have read, this is a common practice here.
Wow, look down there. There are a lot of those two-legged screen watchers down there.
Indeed. This is one of the many clusters in which they dwell. They are called cities.
So I guess we're not going to meet any interesting Earthlings unless we want to talk to the two-legged screen watchers. Nah. Let's just get some of those whoopsie wipes and head back to the ship, Flip. Unless someone changed their mind about going to storage level 6.
That's not how compromise works, Mosey.
Sounds like someone is a little chicken.
Chicken? I am not a domesticated herbivorous avian life form.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but does somebody have chicken?
Ah!
I love chicken so much better than pigeon. They can be kind of stringy, you know?
We are not chickens.
Or pigeons.
I know you're not chickens, okay? You don't even look a little bit oviparous. And trust me, I know oviparous. I'm a mama peregrine falcon, okay? I know from eggs. One time, I laid 5 of them.
Eggs?
Oviparous means that you lay eggs, Mosey.
Well, of course it does, Flip. Hello, my name is Mosey. This is Flip. We write an intergalactic travel guide for extraterrestrial vacationers. And you are a green falcon?
Peregrine falcon. My name is Ichip. It is a pleasure to meet you both. Welcome to my rooftop.
Thank you. I really like your feathers. They are a beautiful color. Kind of a dark bluish grayish.
Aw, gracias, sweetie. I work hard to keep them groomed, you know. It's not easy. And I like your eyes. They're also sparkly.
Ah, thank you.
I have a sparkly eye.
Yes, you do, baby. It's very pretty, and I like... Oh, here we go, my husband. Honey, I'm working now. What do you need? These are just my new friends, Papi. It's okay. No, no. It's okay. It'll be fine. Go ahead and finish. No, honey, we don't need to build a nest. The eggs will be fine in the corner on that ledge, I promise, okay? I'll come check on you, see how you're doing later, okay? I love you too, Papi. Sorry about that. He means well. He's so sweet and protective. He hunts and brings me food when I have to stay on the eggs for more than a month. He's a good mate and a great father. We're bonded.
I can see that.
So, where are you guys from? You don't look like you're from around here.
Well, actually...
You're from Queens, right? You totally look like you could be from that part of the city.
We're from a little further out than that. But what about you?
Originally?
Yes.
I'm from the Upper West Side, just above 105th Street.
Oh.
But I love it here because the buildings are so tall and fantastic.
But you are a wild animal, Earthling, correct? Wouldn't you be happier in the wilderness instead of a city?
Oh, no, honey. Peregrine falcons love the city. It's the tall buildings. Check it out. From up here, I can see everything.
Wow!
Everything? I mean, how can you see so well with only two of them tiny eyes?
I'm a falcon, baby. It's what we do. We can thrive anywhere. We're okay in the wilderness, as long as we can get up high. Mi mamita, she lives in a canyon out west, does very well for herself. But me, I like the city. I can get way up high and hunt. Lots of falcons live in big cities.
Wow.
Are you okay, Flip?
She is amazing.
Oh, I'm glad you like, honey. You want to see a demonstration?
Yes,
no, thanks.
Please!
I'll take that as a yes. I'll be right back, Poppy! I'm just doing a little dive! Here we go!
Whoa! Look at her go! Flip, get the data recorder! See how fast she's going!
Good idea, Mosey! She's diving at almost...
Flying on the wind where a peregrine falcon feels so free. Over the roofs and the cars and the people in the city. Until I spot some prey and then I start to take a dive. Oh, oh, and then I start my chase. The city is so busy, hardly no one notices. Giant. The truth is that I just love to fly. 'Cause nothing feels as great as to go zooming out across the sky. Oh, and I don't waste no time. 'Cause 200 miles an hour is how fast I dive.
Impressive. Wow.
Here, let me show you some other stuff. I call this one a quantum loop quadruple hustle.
I'd be clapping all of them right now. That was incredible.
Hey, you were diving so fast.
That's how we do it, honey. We stay up high and use our keen eyesight to find the prey, and then zoom, we dive.
Doesn't that ever scare you?
Of course. Mommy's no fool. I mean, diving off a tall building and reaching 200 miles an hour, that makes you think twice sometimes.
Why do you have to think two times? Isn't once enough?
I just mean that sometimes I get scared and I think about maybe not doing it. It makes sense to be a little afraid.
What do you do when that happens?
I do it anyway. It's normal to be scared, but you can't let it stop you from doing what you gotta do.
I don't think I could ever do that.
Especially if you can't even go down to level 6 to get some whoopsie wipes.
What are whoopsie wipes?
You know, whoopsie wipes. For after you make a big boom boom on the whoopsie vent.
I have no idea what you just said to me.
I looked it up, and on Earth, it is sometimes called toilet tissue.
Oh, that.
Don't you ever use it?
Nah, I'm a bird. I just fly around and aim for a windshield.
A windshield. Interesting. Write that down, Flip. Also, let me know what a windshield is when you find out, okay?
That's a great idea, Poppy. My husband just pointed out that two-legged screen watchers probably have tons of those whoopsie wipes down below.
Really?
Yeah, but it's very valuable to them. They hoard it in their nests during weather emergencies.
Okay, how do we find some?
You'll just have to go down there and look, I guess.
How should we get down there?
Well, I would fly.
We are so high up. It is very scary.
It is, but remember, it's normal to be scared. Maybe even good. You just can't let it stop you.
That makes sense, I suppose. It is scary, but I will go!
Wow, so she just did that.
Yes, she did. I'm proud of her.
She's really falling fast.
Yeah. Any second now, she'll open her wings and fly.
Oh, Flip doesn't have wings.
She doesn't?
No.
Well, then how will she fly?
I hadn't really thought that part out, actually.
OMG. Okay, I got this.
Hang on, Flip. Flap your flappy things. Help us on the... Wow, you are really fast.
Thank you. thank you.
Flip! Flipsy! Are you okay? I was so worried about you. What were you thinking?
I was just trying to be brave.
That wasn't brave. That was dangerous.
I'm sorry.
Listen, did being afraid stop you from flying?
No, I believe it was my obvious lack of wings that did that.
Right. Being afraid stopped you from thinking clearly. And because you weren't thinking clearly, you made the wrong choice.
Sometimes being scared is smart, but you have to know to call it quits.
Right.
And listen to your great big heart. If your fear starts really messing up your wish, there are times it's important. It's there to keep you from harm and keep you from doing something that's reckless. But there are times when it just holds you back.
Made a terrible choice, but I faced my fear.
Yay!
Thank you, Ichab.
Ah, gracias, sweetie.
And now, Mosey, it's your turn.
Hey, I am not jumping off a building.
No, I've got something even better. And that's all for this episode of How to Be an Earthling, where we are now coming to you live from Storage Level 6. Mosey has just...
Oh, I got them. I got the whoopsie wipes.
Mosey, those are dish towels.
Oops, my bad. Hang on.
Today, we also met a peregrine falcon, another amazing earthling who can fly at speeds over 200 miles an hour and can...
Got him. Here you go.
Mosey, These are toothpicks.
Krasnitz!
The Peregrine Falcon also taught us a few things about being afraid and being brave.
Here.
These are raisins, Mosey. You're not even close. Try opening your eye.
Fine.
Today, I learned that being afraid is okay sometimes. It's normal to feel that way. In fact, many times you still feel scared while you're doing something brave.
Like going into a dark and scary room!
Exactly!
Oh, yes, got him.
Excellent work, Mosey! Now, was that really so hard?
You have no idea.
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Well, thank you, Earthlings, for joining us for this guide to how to be an Earthling.
We hope we helped you discover something new about your incredible home planet.
And if there's one thing we've discovered, is that your planet is big. You got land, sky, and ocean. Sure, that is way too much for any two intergalactic travel guides to cover on our own.
So that is where you come in.
We need your help. We can't do this on our own. I need me time.
What Mosey is trying to say is that we need your contributions to our Earth Guide. If you happen to notice or learn something interesting or unusual about an Earthling species on your planet, please share it with us.
You can call us on the Selly Telly Ring-a-Ding Dingy at 1-833-4-FLIPMO. That's 1-833-4-FLIPMO. Write that down.
Your field reports may be used on an upcoming Earthlings travel pod.
That's 1-833-4-FLIPMO. Just like our names.
Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling is a Tinkercast original production. And all of the original songs you heard in this episode were written and arranged by Jason Rabinowitz and the Pop-Ups.
How to Be an Earthling is written by Kenny Curtis and Thomas Van Kalken. Written by... What does that mean?
That means they put the words in our mouths, Mosey.
Oh, okay.
Our masterminds of original sound design are Jason Rabinowitz, Ed Rosenberg III, with help from our senior production director, Jed Anderson.
Our show is edited by Jacob Stein, with additional production assistance from Henry Moskal.
Our executive producers are Guy Raz, Mindy Thomas, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer.
A tip of the tentacles to the rest of the Earthling team, including Jessica Bodie, Natasha Crandall, Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Leifer, and Joaquin Friedman.
And special thanks to the actors you heard in this episode, including
Jen Sanchez
and Jason Rabinowitz.
And our Earthling alter egos, Courtney Shaw
and David Ryan Smith. I ate him, and his voice comes through me.
Grown-up Earthlings, you can follow us online at EarthlingPod.
Our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
And finally, thanks to you for listening. Without you and your planet, we'd probably be in some remote galaxy screaming into the void of a black hole.
But now we're screaming in your ears. Ha! And might I say, those are very oddly shaped appendages.
Mosey!
Until next time!
Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.